This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Hundreds of Ukrainian fighters defending the last holdout in the port city of Mariupol have been evacuated to areas controlled by Russian-backed separatists, with officials working Tuesday to get the rest out, signaling the beginning of the end of a siege that became a symbol of Ukrainian resistance. Russia called the operation Mass Surrender. Ukrainians avoided using that word, but said the garrison had completed its mission. More than 260 fighters, some severely wounded, were pulled from a steel plant late Monday that was the last holdout of Ukrainian fighters in the city. They were transported to two towns controlled by separatists, officials on both sides said. Other fighters, their precise numbers unknown, remain inside the Azovstal steelworks that sprawl over 11 square kilometers in a city otherwise controlled by Russian forces. The complete capture of the steel plant would give Russia its biggest victory of the war yet and could help free up forces for offensive action elsewhere in eastern Ukraine. Meanwhile, a $40 billion Ukraine aid package advanced in the U.S. Senate late Monday.
On this vote, the yeas are 81, the nays are 11. Three-fifths of the senators duly chosen and sworn, having voted in the affirmative, this motion is agreed to.
But with 11 Senate Republicans opposing the move to send the bill on to final passage later this week, there are signs of a reemergence of the isolationist wing of the Republican Party, the ideology espoused by former U.S. President Donald Trump. It comes at a crucial moment as Ukraine desperately battles the Russian invasion. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, who led a Republican delegation to Ukraine last week, has vowed to push past the detractors and finish the aid package. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are traveling to Buffalo, New York Tuesday to honor the victims of the mass shooting at a grocery store there last Saturday and to meet with their families. Meanwhile, investigators say the white gunman accused of massacring 10 people at that supermarket had written about staging a live stream attack on African Americans. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The diary from the chat platform Discord came to light after officials say 18-year-old Peyton Gedron opened fire at the Tops Market. He live-streamed from a helmet cam, the video still making the rounds, even showing up in the inbox of one victim's son.
He shot my mom once.
Celestine Cheney was 65, her son, Wayne Jones.
He went and reloaded. And he shot my mom again.
The diary was apparently posted publicly sometime ahead of the attack. In March, Gedron documents traveling hours from his home to scout the store, practice shooting, tallies the number of black people he could kill. I'm Julie Walker.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk has said his deal to buy Twitter can't move forward unless the company shows public proof that less than 5% of the accounts on the social media platform are fake or spam. Musk made the comments in a reply to another user on Twitter early Tuesday. He spent much of the previous day in a back-and-forth with Twitter CEO Parag Agrawal, who posted a series of tweets explaining his company's effort to fight the so-called bots and how it has consistently estimated that less than 5% of Twitter accounts are fake. In his tweet Tuesday, Musk said that he believes as much as 20% of Twitter accounts were fake or so-called spam accounts, four times what the company claims, and he says it could be much higher. Musk said his offer to buy the company was based on Twitter's Securities and Exchange Commission filings being accurate. He added that Twitter's CEO on Monday publicly refused to show proof of the 5% claim. He said the deal cannot move forward until he does. Analysts say Musk's arguments may be an effort to lower his $44 billion offer to buy the company or get out of it completely. The Spanish government Tuesday approved a draft bill that widens abortion rights for teenagers and may make Spain the first country in Europe entitling workers to paid menstrual leave. The measures are part of a package of proposals to be sent to the Spanish Parliament for debate. The package includes an extension of abortion rights, scrapping the requirements for 16 and 17-year-olds to obtain parental consent before terminating a pregnancy. The Spanish move comes as the U.S. Supreme Court appears poised to reverse that country's constitutional right to abortion in place for nearly half a century. Repeating this hour's top news story, hundreds of Ukrainian fighters defending the last holdout in the port city of Mariupol have been evacuated to areas controlled by Russian-backed separatists. Reporting via